sleep schedule for night shift workers, light, caffeine, and recovery tips. If you work nights, the question is usually not whether sleep matters. You already know that. The harder question is how to build a sleep schedule for night shift workers that still feels human when your job asks your brain to stay alert at the wrong biological time. That is where circadian rhythm support becomes practical, not theoretical. Research on shift work keeps landing on the same core themes: light timing, sleep timing, caffeine timing, and environment matter more than random hacks. A recent systematic review and meta-analysis on light therapy for shift workers found meaningful improvements in sleep duration and sleep efficiency in some settings. Broader reviews on shift work sleep disorder also point to circadian misalignment, not lack of effort, as a major reason night workers feel tired but unable to sleep well during the day. This matters because many people try to solve shift work sleep with a single supplement, a heroic weekend sleep-in, or a second coffee at dawn. Usually that just creates a messier rhythm. A better plan is to use the cues your body already understands: bright light when you need alertness, darkness when you need sleep, and a repeatable routine that does not swing wildly every few days. In this guide, you will learn how to set up a realistic sleep schedule for night shift workers, how caffeine and naps fit, where melatonin may or may not belong, and when symptoms suggest it is time to speak with a qualified healthcare professional. For related daytime timing habits, Holitro's Morning Light Guide and Sleep Consistency Guide explain the same circadian principles from a standard schedule angle. Why a sleep schedule for night shift workers feels so different. Your body clock is designed to promote alertness during the day and sleep at night. When you work overnight, you are trying to stay productive during your biological night and then sleep when light, noise, heat, errands, and social obligations all push the other way. That is why poor sleep after a night shift is not a personal failure. It is a predictable collision between your schedule and your circadian biology. The practical implication is important. You do not need a perfect routine. You need a routine that reduces mixed signals. If your shift ends at 7 a.m. but you get bright outdoor light on the way home, scroll your phone in bed, drink coffee late in the shift, and then try to sleep in a warm, bright room, your body is receiving an "it is daytime" message from several directions at once. That is also why many workers feel decent on the first night shift and terrible by the third or fourth. Sleep debt builds, daytime sleep gets shorter, and the internal clock never fully adapts. What the research supports in plain language: evidence-informed shift work sleep support is not one magic trick. It is a stack of small behaviours that push in the same direction. 1. Light is a strong timing signal. The CDC's NIOSH guidance for night and evening shifts notes that brighter light early in the shift can help alertness, while reducing light exposure later in the shift can make it easier to sleep when you get home. That matches broader circadian science. Light exposure at the wrong time can delay or confuse the body clock, while timed light can support adaptation.
2.
Caffeine helps, but only when timed well. Caffeine can improve alertness during a night shift, but sleep research also shows it can shorten total sleep time and worsen sleep quality when used too close to planned sleep. In real life, that means caffeine is a tool for the first part of the shift, not a rescue habit during the drive home.
3.
Naps can support performance reviews on circadian rhythm, sleep-wake disorders, and shift work. Describe short planned naps before or during a shift as a reasonable strategy for improving alertness. A nap is not always possible at work, but even a pre-shift nap can reduce the all-or-nothing feeling that leads to heavy caffeine use later. Hab 4. Melatonin is situational, not universal. The NIH's NCCIH notes that melatonin may help with some timing-related sleep problems, including shift work or jet lag. That is very different from saying every exhausted night worker should take it nightly. Timing, dose, interactions, and the actual cause of the sleep problem all matter. How to build a practical sleep schedule for night shift workers. Most people do better when they stop asking, "What is the perfect shift work routine?" and start asking, "What routine can I repeat with the fewest contradictions?" The answer often looks like a sequence, not a single behaviour. Before the shift, protect energy. instead of borrowing from tomorrow. If possible, take a short nap in the late afternoon or early evening before your overnight shift. You do not need to force a long sleep if your body will not give you one. Even a moderate nap can reduce sleep pressure and improve alertness later. Eat a normal meal before work rather than starting the night underfueled and then relying on vending machine chaos. If you want caffeine, use it early. That usually means the first half of the shift, not the final hours before you expect to sleep. If you need more detail on how late stimulants can boomerang into worse sleep, Halitro's Guide to Caffeine Timing for Better Sleep Quality covers the logic in a standard day context that still applies here. During the shift, stay alert on purpose. Use your environment strategically. Brighter light in the early part of the shift can support alertness. Movement breaks, conversation, hydration and task rotation also matter because night shift fatigue is not just sleepiness. It is a drop in vigilance, reaction time, and judgment. Keep caffeine earlier rather than continuously grazing it all night. Many workers make the same mistake. One coffee at 10 p.m., another at 1 a.m., another at 4:30 a.m., then confusion about why daytime sleep falls apart. If you can cut off caffeine well before planned sleep, you usually give yourself a better chance of actually winding down. If your workplace allows naps, keep them short and planned rather than accidental. The goal is alertness support, not waking up deeply groggy right before a complex task. After the shift, stop telling your brain it is morning. The commute home matters more than many people think. If daylight is bright, consider minimizing unnecessary light exposure on the way home. The CDC guidance for shift workers specifically highlights reducing light later in the shift and after it, so daytime sleep is easier. Once home, keep the transition boring. A sleep schedule for night shift workers usually works better when the post-shift routine is short, consistent, and low stimulation. Think shower, light snack if needed, cool dark room, then bed. This is not the moment for doom scrolling, chores, heavy workouts, or just one episode. During daytime sleep, make the room feel like night. Blackout curtains, an eye mask, cooler room temperature, and steady background noise are not luxuries for many shift workers. They are the practical difference between fragmented daytime sleep and a usable block of recovery. If your sleep space is warm, bright, and noisy, fix that before buying more sleep products. For many people, the best daytime sleep window is the one they can keep consistently. Some night workers prefer a single longer sleep block soon after work. Others do better with a main sleep period plus a short pre-shift nap. The best version is the one that leaves you functional and repeatable across several shifts, not the one that looks clean on paper. Two common schedule models. Model one, main sleep right after the shift. This often works well for workers who want to get home, sleep quickly, and preserve some afternoon or evening time. A rough structure might be finish work, minimize light, wind down fast, sleep in one main block, wake, eat, and then use a shorter evening routine before the next shift. The benefit is simplicity. The downside is that some people wake too early and cannot extend the sleep block. Model 2. Split sleep with a planned pre-shift nap. This can help when one daytime block never feels long enough. You sleep for several hours after the shift, wake for part of the day, then take a planned nap before returning to work. Some workers find this better matches family life and reduces the late night crash on shift. The trade-off is complexity. Split sleep works only when both sleep periods are protected instead of casually sacrificed. Where supplements may fit without taking over the article. Shift work is exactly the kind of situation where people are tempted to overstack products. Usually that creates more variables, not more progress. Start with schedule, light, darkness, and stimulant timing first. Then decide whether a product still fills a real gap. If you are exploring a calmer evening or post-shift wind-down routine, Halitro's Sleep and Calm category is the most relevant internal collection to browse. Keep expectations realistic, though. Supplements may support relaxation or routine consistency for some adults, but they do not replace good circadian cues, and they should not be used to cover up chronic sleep deprivation. Use extra caution if you take prescription medications, are pregnant or breastfeeding, are considering melatonin for a child, have a mood disorder, or are thinking about combining multiple calming products. Natural does not erase interaction risk. When to suspect a bigger problem than a bad schedule. A sleep schedule for night shift workers can improve a lot, but not every symptom is a schedule problem. Talk with a qualified healthcare professional if you have loud snoring, choking, witnessed breathing pauses, severe daytime sleepiness, drowsy driving, frequent morning headaches, or sleep problems that continue even when your routine is genuinely structured. Sleep apnea awareness matters here. Shift workers sometimes assume all fatigue is just part of the job. Sometimes it is. Sometimes it is also a breathing-related sleep disorder that needs proper evaluation. The same goes for chronic insomnia, restless leg symptoms, medication side effects, depression, anxiety, reflux, and significant alcohol use. If alcohol has become part of your post-shift unwind, note that it can make sleep feel sedating at first while still worsening sleep continuity later. Holitro's article on how long before bed you should stop drinking alcohol explains why that trade-off often backfires. Practical takeaways. Use bright light and caffeine earlier in the shift, not close to planned sleep. Reduce light exposure after the shift and keep the trip home low stimulation. Choose either a main daytime sleep block or a split sleep plan, then repeat it. Make the sleep room dark, cool, and quiet before assuming you need another product. Use melatonin cautiously and only as a timing focus tool on automatic nightly fix. Get evaluated if you have chronic insomnia symptoms, drowsy driving, snoring, gasping, or suspected sleep apnea. FAQ. What is the best sleep schedule for night shift workers? The best sleep schedule for night shift workers is the one you can repeat consistently with minimal contradictions. Many people do well with a main sleep block soon after work. Others do better with split sleep plus a planned pre-shift nap. Should I stay on a night schedule on my days off? That depends on how many night shifts you work and how hard your schedule rotates. In general, the bigger the swing between work days and days off, the more circadian friction you create. Partial consistency is usually easier on the body than dramatic flipping back and forth. When should I stop drinking caffeine on a night shift? Earlier is usually better. A practical rule is to avoid caffeine in the later portion of the shift so it does not interfere with daytime sleep. The exact cutoff varies by person, but waiting until the commute home to stop is often too late. Can melatonin help me sleep after a night shift? It may help some people when the problem is mostly about circadian timing, but it is not the right answer for every sleep complaint. Use caution with medications, pregnancy, breastfeeding, children, and any chronic health condition. Review it with a qualified clinician when in doubt. What if I keep waking up after only a few hours? Check the basics first: light leakage, noise, temperature, caffeine timing, alcohol, stress, and whether you are trying to sleep too late in the day. If the problem persists, especially with snoring or breathing symptoms, get evaluated rather than guessing. Bottom line, a better sleep schedule for night shift workers is usually built from timing, not from wishful thinking. Put alerting cues at the start of the shift. Put darkness and wind down cues after the shift. Keep caffeine strategic, not constant. Protect the sleep environment like it matters, because it does. Then decide whether supplements add anything meaningful.